classroom pledge of the week is Mrs. Dunlop's. Do you know her, by the way?
What's that?
Do you know Mrs. Dunlop?
I do.
Mrs. Dunlop's third grade class at Hallett Elementary. Is that where your kids went? Did they go to Hallett Elementary?
They sure did.
No way. Oh, wow.
Both of the little turkeys, they went there.
It scared me for a second. Mrs. Dunlop's.
I think only Coop had Mrs. Dunlop.
Okay. All right. Third grade class at Hallett Elementary in Medical Lake.
Which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Bees swarm a plane on the tarmac, leaving passengers trapped.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news, it's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by the Wheatland Bank. Coming up in about 20 minutes from right now, we'll play the secret sound. $627. Somebody hopefully will win for the secret sound. Coming up in 20 minutes.
Kevin. That works.
Yeah.
Okay, we've all had it happen where you're online and you're just trying to do something and or maybe purchase something, whatever it is, and you get to the page where it says, I'm not a robot.
Oh, yeah.
You have to prove that you are not a robot.
Got to do the CAPTCHA thing.
CAPTCHA. Jay, that is it. Very good. But have you noticed that the CAPTCHAs are getting harder?
Do you remember I showed you, like, what was that, like 3 days ago?
Yeah.
I was
I don't even know what this is.
What did it ask for? Sidewalks or something? Or what was crosswalks? Or was it, what was it? Do you remember what it was? Bicycles?
It was something that. There was none of it.
But there was zero of them.
That you could tell in the picture.
And I'd never seen that before.
It was very complicated.
It said, yeah, or something like, show, you know, click on motorcycles or bicycles. And there weren't any in the picture. And I sat there and stared at it for a minute, and I'd never seen it where it said, there. I think on the bottom it said, click here if there are none or something.
Now, of course, we know the puzzles are used to ward off bots that crash sites or, you know, jeopardize the security. But now they're becoming harder for even the average human to decipher as the technology of malicious people gets worse.
Bad actors, as they like to say.
You're a bad actor?
You're a bad actor, yeah.
Yeah, so
that's like saying when people are, a bunch of people downtown will be like, wake up from their slumber, you call it foot traffic.
Foot traffic, yes.
It's kind of
similar. Yeah, so they're getting more advanced in how they're able to break the security of the CAPTCHA. So CAPTCHA has to get more evolved. They say that people are really struggling with it. Instead of just a scrambling of letters or numbers or the...
Oh, I hate those.
Please tell me where the motorcycles or bridges or crosswalks are.
Yeah, yeah, stoplights.
Mm-hmm. They're now saying that the anti-bot puzzles are getting more weird and difficult, asking humans to identify objects that are the same shape. Click on the only non-aquatic animal or select the red object in front of the object that appears once.
I'm already failing some of those.
Right.
I'm already messing up with the click the stoplights and I'll go, does that count? Because it looks like it
kind of looks like it's in.
Well, it looks like the metal arm is partially in that one. So am I supposed to click that one? Or is that going to like send me into some sort of internet purgatory? I don't even know. I'm like always risking it. I'm like, I don't know, click it.
And I like how you can click where it's like, give me another puzzle.
Yeah.
But will you do that, what, like three times where you can't solve any of them and they just go, you're a robot.
Yeah, and then they kick you out and you go,
you're a robot. You
go, I promise, I'm trying to spend money with you.
Mm. So it's basically getting to the point where only, within a year or two, only robots will be able to solve these.
And you'll be banned for life.
Yeah, right.
They are tricky.
They are sometimes.
If you have been noticing that and thinking, what is wrong with me? Am I getting dumber? No, you're not. The tests are getting harder.
Thank you so much, Kevin. So, I feel good that
Jay, I'm with you. The letter ones are sometimes are so hard to read.
Well, because they're like, you know, like, is that a squiggly D or is that a
the old squiggly D?
Hey.
It's like, what is that?
One of my favorite singers. Yeah. He's coming to the arena. It's going to be great.
Squiggly D and the boys.
Squiggly D and the alphabets coming to you.
Story number two.
Imagine the posters.
Squiggly D. Imagine. Could we?
I know. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Oh, wow.
Celebrated across the world. The term often refers to a variety of dishes. Really?
A variety of dishes?
I did not know this. Mm. But in the United States of America, that's what we call home sweet home. Pigs in a blanket are hot dogs or sausages wrapped in a biscuit or croissant dough and baked.
I have the story. Every time somebody says pigs in a blanket, I think about the story of my brother. My oldest brother worked at a Perkins. And he was a cook. And it was they had the kitchen. You could see the kitchen. You could see the guys cooking. And this has got to be in the 70s.
Okay.
And so he's cooking and the order come up and they would just yell the order. And it's kind of like almost like a small diner. And there was some police officers sitting by him when he had to yell pigs in a blanket. They all turned around and looked at him. And he's like, he was like 18 years old. He's like, yeah, pigs in a blanket. And then they all turned around and looked at him. And he said there was this awkward silence for a second. And then they just smiled at him. And then he started laughing. And he's like, okay, I thought I was in trouble for a second. I literally was just calling out an order. I was not trying to make any derogatory police officer comment.
Gotcha. Yeah. You're not pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, he felt immediately uncomfortable. I'm like, well, it's the name of a dish. But he's like, yeah, but it was weird. Yeah, well.
What are pigs in a blanket in the UK called? Let's see what it says.
I was wondering that this morning.
They are known as Kilted Soldiers.
I was trying to buy my tickets for Squiggly D, but the captcha wouldn't let me through. And I thought, I wonder what pigs in a blanket in the UK is.
Kilted Soldiers.
Kilted Soldiers?
Well, that's the dumbest thing ever.
Well, it's those pigs in a blanket kind of. Although pigs in a blanket kind of describes
sense, though,
it.
Because if it, you know, originally it was
sausage wrapped.
Maybe from a pig.
In a biscuit.
Wrapped in a biscuit, like a blanket.
Also
now,
wrapped
it's
in a biscuit.
Wrong size blanket because it's, you know, your feet and your head stick out.
Yeah.
But
they're also delivered on the wrong side of the road. It's a whole thing.
Steve, I have to ask you, did you enjoy any pigs in a blanket the other night at the Second Chance prom?
Oh, did you have those?
That they were one of the appetizers, yeah.
I guess it would be dumb if you asked him if he enjoyed them if you didn't have them. So my question seems
very true, Jay. I did not get a chance to have any of the food, and so I was wondering if they were good.
I did not have an opportunity to devour those appetizers, but I did have the, was it a mango lettuce wrap thing?
A Thai mango lettuce wrap.
Thing.
You thing you.
You.
No,
you
cabbage wrap.
Thing you.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yep.
Cabbage wrap.
You thing you.
Were they good?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
A real hunk of man candy. Producer Steve.
Kevin James.
You thing you.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kevin, by the way, again, Secret Sound coming up in about 5 minutes.
Here we go. I'm putting my reading to a test. Dear Jay and Kevin, I'm a grandma, a young one who just turned 50, by the way, but I certainly have the grandma mode where I just love to spoil the kiddos. Last week, I was at Walmart doing some shopping for my grandson, and there was this little girl, probably 3 or 4, who was having a total meltdown. She was screaming, laying on the ground, kicking her feet, then she'd get up and was jumping up and down, yelling at her mom that she wanted a certain toy. This mom looked totally exhausted and defeated. My grandma heart hurt for both of them. I had a book that I had just bought that was in my cart, so I decided to try a little distraction tactic to see if it helped. I said to her, hey, look at this book, isn't it funny? And I think just the different voice of someone else got her to settle down for a second. She started looking at the book, even started laughing a little, and I looked at the mom and she was just shaking her head. I figured she was just frustrated. I told the girl she should apologize to her mom and be nice. And she said, sorry, mommy. Then I gave her the book. Her mom lost it on me and said, no, do not give her anything. She doesn't deserve it the way she's acting. Then she walked off with her daughter crying and said, by the way, mind your own business next time too. Ooh. Don't talk to other people's kids. This has been bothering me so much. Did I do the wrong thing? I honestly thought I was just a mom helping a mom in a tough spot. That is from Rebecca.
All right, 509-441-0999 if you want to call or text. Oh, man. I mean, it's always weird when you get involved with other people's kids without checking
fully
with the parent.
Fully knowing the situation. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, the distracting the kid, you feel like, you know, that's maybe the only part that made the mom mad was the giving of the book.
Yeah, like I feel like the distraction tactic with the book and getting the girl to settle down was pretty great, you know? But then maybe the mom was just like, yeah, don't give her anything. Yeah. That's a reward
for her behavior.
Bad.
Yeah, I mean, I get
where
I get
the grandma
where
was like, no, it was a reward for apologizing to you.
Yeah.
And hopefully the rest of your day goes better.
Yeah, I think maybe giving things to a child without checking with the parent first is probably not the best thing.
For sure.
But I think it feels like maybe mom maybe have overreacted a little bit with the, you know, mind your own business thing and all the rest of that. Maybe you could have just said, you know what, we're not going to get the book today. Thank you so much for the offer, but you keep the book. Thank you. Have a great day. You know, I could have probably handled that part of it better.
Absolutely. Again, as she said, mom was exhausted and defeated.
Sure, yeah.
And so kind of a tough crowd to get a good response from to begin with.
I certainly get the don't reward for bad behavior scenario.
For
and
sure.
That might have been perceived like that.
But. Yes. And as in grandma's mind or Rebecca's mind, who wrote the letter, it was a reward for apologizing to mom, being nice.
Right.
You know, you can have this book if you like it.
Yeah.
But again, that's kind of, that maybe was overstepping the bounds. The other stuff, I feel like pretty great. It's all over the place on Facebook. Michelle says, I would have given you the biggest hug if it were me.
Sure.
I remember those days. They're just exhausted and feeling defeated, standing in the middle of a store, embarrassed because your child's throwing a fit. Sometimes an act of kindness can change everything.
Yeah.
Sherry says, don't change who you are. You're an angel. I would have done the same thing. And she says, I don't think you did anything wrong. This is from Savannah. As a mom of a three-year-old boy, I'm fully aware of the meltdowns and the stress that they bring. Even though logically I know, you know, most people understand that kids have meltdowns, you still feel like when it happens in public that everyone is looking at you and judging.
Sure, of course, yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
There's some other people that say, you were absolutely wrong. I think your heart was in the right place, but absolutely undermined her mom and rewarded her bad behavior.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a
For the majority, I think majority of the people are saying, you know, you didn't do it wrong, but I think just the offering the book was probably
that might
the
have
only
been the one.
Spot.
Yeah, that might have been the overstep. You know, the kindness probably well accepted from the mom, but the present maybe just that was the point where you're like, okay, that's just too much then. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, my grandmother, she used to go to the mall that she lived by and get like McDonald's Happy Meals and give the toy to just like a random kid in the mall area.
Just so like she would just sit in there and eat in the mall with the, and then if a kid came by, she'd give a toy. Would
or
she
like,
ask
or
the,
like go up to, you know, I think see. She would usually be like, oh, can I give your, you know, child
well, that's
a toy?
That certainly makes the difference.
Yeah.
Well, and see, that's very sweet. You should carry on grandma's tradition.
Steve just going to go to the mall and start giving out Happy Meals toys?
Come here, I'll give you a toy.
Oh, well, seems different.
Yeah, seems very different.
Yeah. Again, I feel like distraction was fine, and maybe the reward was where the overstep happened.
And some people wouldn't have been fine with the distraction, right? There's
well,
some that
is
say,
always,
mind your business.
Right,
mind
sure,
your own
of course,
business. Yeah. It's her kid. Let her deal with her kid. And I'm like, okay. And again, I think me as a parent, I would have appreciated it because you're just like, dear God.
Helped
you
through the situation, yes.
Because that's a rough moment.
Hate to
Carl says,
uh-oh.
We'll just end with Carl. I've always wanted to walk by a kid that's having a meltdown in a store and just say, hey, Santa's watching.
Okay. That's, I mean, he's not wrong. I don't know how much weight that carries in April, but, you know.
I don't know, but you know what? It's Carl's dream, and I don't want to squash Carl's
good
dream.
Good point, Kevin. All right, let's do the secret sound. We've got over, I mean, the kid's like 8 months. Holy smokes. That's a long time. It's like about 25% of his life, you know?
Yeah.
Secret sound coming up next, over $600. The Big 99.9
Coyote The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
They're just going to assume that I'm either a rapper or it's Halloween. They don't know.
Kevin James.
You go to the grocery store or wherever and somebody said, oh, I love your Halloween costume. Just go. It's not a costume.
It's Halloween.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. It's time for Jay and Kevin's.
Do you hear that?
Secret sound.
Good morning, Debbie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you ready to try to win some money?
I am.
Oh.
Where would you put yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 as being prepared to play the secret sound today?
I would say a 9.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Oh, yes. That's fantastic. That means she's probably been keeping up with the wrong guesses, Kev, and she's ready to go.
Yeah, and a 9 being the highest, right? Or being the most prepared.
Right.
No, no, a scale of 1 to 10 with 1 being the highest.
Oh, well.
I mean, nobody does that, Steve. Come on.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it's always good to double check.
Yeah.
Debbie, let's see what we're playing for.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound is
$627.
All right, $627. A nice little chunk of change to start your day off with. Let's play.
Here's the secret sound.
Debbie, for $627, what is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
I believe it's pushing the button to open a microwave.
Pushing the button to open a microwave, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
My goodness, that is exactly what my microwave sounds like.
Dang it. Okay. Dang it.
Alrighty.
You know what, though? We're qualifying for the $100 gift card, okay, just for playing.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Debbie. Appreciate you. Have a great day. All right, well, we'll play again at 9:20 this morning. And, of course, the jackpot keeps getting bigger.
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be...
I'm going to guess $1 million. What's your guess, Kevin?
Let's say, like,
$642.
$640. Oh!
Stay tuned right here to the Big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound, head to the Big 99.9 CoyoteCountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always remember to secret sound responsibly.
All right, let's get a little entertainment news here brought to you by Amco AAMCO.
Man, that was so close.
It's a bummer. You mean Kevin guessing? Yeah, Kevin was...
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah. That's actually what I meant.
Of course it is.
I don't know how you... Can you be close to guessing in the secret sound? I guess you could be.
I mean, you could be, yeah. We had people close last time.
Yeah, like I'd say last time when someone said...
Closing
the lid of a wipes instead of opening. Yeah, that's very close.
That was very close. There was an interesting interview yesterday where the question was asked to Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone about the Mount Rushmore of... of action actors.
There is a Mount Rushmore of action heroes. You have two of the four spots. I think everybody agrees with that. Who are the other two?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
I would put Clint on it. Clint Eastwood was always my hero, my inspiration. He was one of those guys, just like Rich Park in bodybuilding, that spent time with me and talked to me. The fourth guy you have to come up with. I think I already came up with one.
I think it goes to Bruce. He's a very multifaceted guy. He can do drama and comedy and whatever, and all the same. But he was in quite a few seminal action films that really, like Die Hard's a classic, and those things don't go away.
That's an interesting question and a hard question to ask without any, you know, pre-thought. You could tell it caught both of those guys off guard a little bit there. But, I mean, who do you put on the other two spots for the action hero?
Because there is no doubt Schwarzenegger and Stallone
that
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then,
no doubt.
Yeah.
You know, you start going, who else does belong up there?
Then it starts to get a little more blurry, does it not?
It does, for sure. I mean, Bruce Willis, that's what Stallone said.
Yeah.
He is awesome. He did some pretty good movies. Mm-hmm.
When I first heard that, I thought he was talking about Bruce Lee at first.
I did too.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah. Oh, you thought the same thing. Okay.
I did.
All right. So I'm not alone.
I mean, it's also funny that they use just the first names. Is that also one of those things where you shouldn't have any confusion? Like if it's going to be on the Mount Rushmore, the first name should be enough.
And once he said
What if I said, what, I think Chuck should be on there. Chuck would be a good one.
Yeah, everybody knows Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris. Yeah,
Bruce Willis, it should be pretty clear, but Bruce Lee did make it a little.
Yeah, like, for sure. A little blurrier, yeah.
That aired last night on Fox, and I want to see the rest of it. I'm assuming they're going to keep running it somewhere.
The entire interview, you're saying?
Yeah, no, because it was an actual show.
A show. Oh, I didn't know that.
Arnold and Sly, rivals, friends, icons.
Oh, I didn't know that. That sounds like a fun show to watch. Yeah, I like that. And is it just lots of interviews then, or what is the story with that, Kev? I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, I think it's just an interview of those two talking about their lives as rivals, friends, and icons. There was a part where Arnold said he read the script for the 1992 film Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Okay.
And he said, I knew that I would be up for the role and so would Stallone.
Well, I'm sure,
And he said, I read it and was like, this is a terrible movie.
So what do you do then? Turn it down so Stallone will take it? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, so that's what he said. He goes, I tricked it. I basically, you know, let Sly get the role and totally tricked him into taking it. Talked to his agent and said, you know, Arnold loves this. It's really fantastic. Right. He really wants the
role. Hilarious.
That's what his agent said. So then Sly was being competitive and was like, I'll take it.
That's funny.
And he got it.
The fake interest so the other guy will take a bad movie.
And then, of course, it was
it's all psychological.
Not a good movie.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, so text in what you think your other two might be after, Schwarzenegger and Stallone on the Mount Rushmore of action heroes.
It's hard now when you start going with some of the younger guys, like The Rock probably could be put in Rock on Mount Rushmore.
The Rock could be put in Rock, yes.
Because he seems like Jason Statham is up there.
Oh, for sure. He's in a million of them. I mean, you could do a Vin Diesel. You could do Tom Cruise. I mean, Tom Cruise has been in a lot of action movies.
Yeah, that's true.
Matt Damon, of course, had a good run there. But, Mel Gibson. You could go older school like Charles Bronson, Steven Seagal. I mean, it's curious who would
kind
end
of a
up.
Fun.
Yeah. You can text him in 509-441-0999.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Let's go. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know the old saying that Jay always says from
Statue of Limitations?
No, 5, you're fine. 10, you're mine. Is that it?
Kevin James.
I see.
6, you're mine.
You're
7,
close.
You're mine. 8.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, many more things to give away, and we'll also qualify somebody again in just a little while here for the CMA Music Fest Flyaway, CMA Music Fest in June in Nashville. It's a 5-night stay in Nashville with 4 huge concert nights, so we'll qualify that for a little bit. Right now, let's see what we have here. Oh, yeah, we have the pair of passes to the Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park.
Who dat be?
Kevin, you get to explain who dat be real quickly.
I have someone famous in my head.
Who is it?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
That is your job to figure it out, Jay. You can call with a yes-no question. I will tell you yes or no until we go all the way through it and figure it out who it is that I'm thinking of.
All right. Who dat be? 509-441-0999. You know what I'm thinking?
What's that?
Can I also qualify them for the CMA flyaway?
Jay?
I mean,
I think that's a good idea.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do both.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what? We make up our rules. We'll just do it. So if you get the right answer, you get a pair of passes to the Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park and we'll qualify for the CMA Music Fest flyaway. Yeah.
You are generous.
Yeah, we're crazy right now.
Generous Jay.
Who that be?
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 You're going to let them ask a yes-no question, Kevin?
Yes, and I will tell you, I just switched who it was, because originally I had Wilford Brimley, but I'm changing it to something a little more current.
I appreciate you.
What?
Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course you can take Wilford Brimley, Kevin, because I'm type 1 diabetic.
What is happening?
That's right. Doesn't he do diabetic commercials?
He does, yeah. He did,
I'm Wilford Brimley, and I have diabetes.
Well, that's pretty good. That's actually the first Wilford Brimley impression I've ever heard. Yeah.
What was his job? He was something important.
Wilford Brimley? He was an actor.
Well, I thought he was something else, though.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure he was just a diabetic spokesperson. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he had, like, a very important job.
Would you like to ask a yes-no question, Seth?
It'd have to be a yes or no?
Well, yes please abide by the rules.
Does this person have more than 5 million followers on social media?
Wow.
On 5 million followers on social media?
On social media, yeah.
Let me check real quick. I'm going to guess yes, but...
Ooh.
Let's go with, like, Twitter. Let's base it off.
Oh, yeah. This person has way... I looked on Instagram. Way more.
Than 5 million?
Way more.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Do I get to take a guess now?
Yes, you do.
Sydney Sweeney.
Well, game's over.
What? I mean, we've never had it go on the first guess before.
No, we haven't.
You went from Wilford Brimley to Sydney Sweeney.
I said more current. Well, I mean, I've got
something in common with both of them. I'm type 1 diabetic for Brimley, and I'm from Spokane, like Sydney Sweeney.
You guys are basically really kin. True. Yeah,
now, Seth, that was one of the greatest jobs of playing the game I've ever heard
the
of.
Social media angle never taken. Usually it's, is it a man? You know, are they alive? Oh, yeah.
Actor, actress. You know, it's one of those that I was like, oh, man, Jay's going to be giving me the look here in 4 minutes when we're late and we don't have an answer. I got to start giving
anyways,
clues.
How's your guys' day going? We got 4 minutes.
Yeah, that's a good point, Seth.
I saw that Sydney Sweeney's movie, The Anyone But You with Glenn Powell, that producer Steve saw in the theater.
I did.
Is now available on Netflix.
That was fast.
Like yesterday, they put it on there. So I didn't know that, but I have not watched it.
Yeah, you need to watch it, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, you saw it too, right, Jay?
I've seen it twice, yeah.
You've seen it twice?
Mm-hmm.
Show off.
Oh, sorry. It was available on the plane. So, you know, you're like, I mean, I would have watched it anyway.
Right.
Are you feeling okay, Seth?
Oh, am I still on the air?
You are something else.
Not anymore, no. No, not now, no, actually, no.
Well,
I mean, it's a fair question. Yeah, I saw it on the plane. Now, I will say this. This is not pertaining to Sydney Sweeney's movie, but when you're on the airplane, you will change your level of acceptance to movies you will watch because you're captive.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not really that interested, but I'll watch it.
But I'll watch it. Yeah, I would have watched it anyway. But yeah, so that's not fair to that one. But I will say that there's been many times I'm like, ugh, yeah, I'll watch it. I mean, it's better than just sitting there staring at the back of the seat.
Sydney Sweeney, by the way, 19.4 million followers on Instagram. Mm.
That is more than 5.
How many do you have, Seth, or do you only have Twitter?
I've got Instagram, too. I think I've got, like, around 800, I think.
Is that pretty good? I don't even know. Kevin, is that good for, like, the average person? I feel like that's a lot.
I feel like that's pretty good for a normal human.
You got to keep your ratios off. You can't be following more people than people who follow you.
Yeah, I know. That's how people pad their stats, is they'll follow a ton of people, and
let's
then the people
see,
will follow them back.
7 Second Seth, you can follow him on...
7 Second Seth, might be a different person, I don't know.
No, that's him.
trip.
You can follow him. He has 723 followers.
723?
He is following 644 people.
Ooh, you might want to drop a few just so you're not so close, bud.
Yeah, I know, but as long as it's not even or like within 100.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I don't follow you?
I guess not.
Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, I'm on the Jay and Kevin page.
You got to keep the ratio.
Probably.
Yeah, the ratio, bro.
Yeah, sorry.